Hello, everybody. Welcome back to K-Pop in Real Life podcast episode 67. Happy Sunday. Hope everyone had an amazing weekend. Hope you're still having an amazing weekend. So a couple days ago, I got my free Taylor Swift merch because my merch was supposed to ship on December 15th, and it did not. And Taylor's team gave me a full refund, and I ordered the Speak Now Taylor's Version album cover shirt and some Taylor Swift car decals. So it has every single era from debut all the way till midnight. So that's going to be really fun to put on the car so that everyone can know that I'm a Swiftie. Anyway, I want to give you guys an update on my job. I think a couple episodes ago, I told you, I think it was called Finally Leaving My Toxic Job or something. Anyway, I'm so mad because the Publix that I was going to, their manager was like, oh, we're not taking transfers at this time. I heard that from my manager and it just stuck through me like a knife. And I was like, wow. That's kind of rude because I've been with my retail job for like 10 years, almost a decade, and I've worked there, you know, since I was 18, and it's just so hurtful when you plan to move because over the years, the managers at my job have just been so toxic and terrible, and I just wanted to leave because none of my friends, you know, work here anymore. They all have left or they just got, you know, better jobs. So I'm just like, I just wanted a fresh start because I was like, well, it's 2024, you know, new me, new year. And I tried to go into grocery and it's just bit me right in the butt. Like, all because I had this lady come through my lane. My retail job has this program where they send in people that are under 35 to see if you're checking for IDs, and the girl who came through was 25. So they called me to the office and they were like, oh, we'll retest you in 45 days. Come to find out that was a complete lie. And then a week later, I get called back into the office, and then corporate decided to hold two other offenses against me, one from 2018 and the second one from 2019. Like, I get those two because those were actual, like, checks, like beverage checks with minors. Like, when I say minors, I mean, like, under 21. So, like, I get that one. But, like, this one with the 25-year-old doesn't make any sense to me because she was old enough. Like, I'm older than she is, and that was just complete ridiculous. So I got a pay cut of $2, so I went from cashier to bagger, which is complete devastating for me because I have worked so hard to move up in this company. Like, I have tried to go up to customer service staff. Like, I've done all the jobs, and like, this feels like a slap in the face to me because you put in so many years at a company, work so hard, and you make friends, you make the best of it, and you're just like tore down. It's like, I can't even believe this. Like, it's so hurtful. So basically, I have to stay where I am, you know, because I don't have any other place to go. I mean, I'm gonna try. Like, I'm not giving up. Like, we're not giving up here. Like, this is not a place where we give up because I was not raised to give up. So, that is my frustration that I'm going through because no one really gets that. You know, nobody knows how I feel until you actually, you know, get demoted and you go through it and you're like, oopsie, that was crazy. So, yeah, really been following the Kansas City Chiefs season. They made it to the divisional round in the playoffs. Very excited for them. I watched the game yesterday. It was -7 degrees. It was so cold. Oh my god. It was like Taylor was there looking as stunning as ever, supporting her man, Travis. I'm glad that they were able to do a W. Even, like, I'm always going to follow the Chiefs Kingdom because they're a great football team. And Travis keeps me on the edge of my seat every season or every game because sometimes he catches the ball, sometimes he doesn't catch the ball. I'm just like, sir. So also seeing Taylor up there makes me happy because I know she's having a marvelous time with, you know, getting to go to the games. She hangs out with Patrick Mahomes' wife, Brittany. I think her name is Brittany. Correct me if I'm wrong. Anyway, so that's what's going on with me. I can't believe we're almost halfway through January. Like, this is fast. Like, we're 3 weeks into the new year. It's been good so far, except for my job. Like, I'm just so mad. Like, I knew better, y'all. But it is what it is. Looking forward to a great 2024. You know, I'm excited. Also, I'm very frustrated with my Shopify store because the sales this year have just been so freaking slow. Like, I thought they were going to, like, I have spent, like, so much money on my business, like my t-shirts, my transfers, the heat press. Like, it's a lot of money to come out with a launch, and it's really difficult when nobody wants to order, so I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's my shop that's boring or if I need to get more pizzazz. Like, I literally market the crap out of it. Like, I post it almost all the time on Facebook, and Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Like, I try so hard to advertise every little shirt that I have. I make Instagram reels of all the products that I have. I talk about it all the time on, like, my YouTube channel. Speaking of YouTube, I have a lot of footage on my camera and I have a lot of unseen footage on my phone from when I got my first, like, when I got my first Shopify order. I, like, filmed the entire, like, process. Do you, like, want to see that on a video? I don't know. Also, I really want to hit 1,000 followers on TikTok. So I could also go live on TikTok. So that would be, like, major for my business because then people would be able to see, like, my products, like, on the live. That would really be great. I'm almost at 600 followers right now. So that's great if you want to follow my TikTok. I think it's Nicole.Edgar13. If you see a picture of me with the Sterniola triplets, you have come to the right place because I'm not verified on TikTok. I am verified on Instagram, though. Instagram and TikTok is where I, post the most, content about my business. I do have a Facebook account, but it's like a business account, so I don't really try to, post a lot on there. But anyway, I just really would like some sales this year because I spend a lot of money on shirts and a lot of money on everything, and it would be nice to place for y'all to place some orders. So if you want to check out my Shopify business, and I will leave the link to it in the description of the podcast, so you just click on it and shop, and if you place an order, I will be so freaking happy. I guess it's just I haven't really been in business that long, so maybe it'll pick up soon. Valentine's Day is in a month from today, which is insane. It's crazy to me that this year is just flying by. Like, gonna start, the Eras Tour starts back up next month, which I'm very excited about. I think she's going to Tokyo. Everybody is, like, clowning for Reputation, Taylor's version. Like, ugh, when that album comes out, I'm gonna go feral because I love Reputation. Reputation was, like, one of my favorite Taylor Swift albums and also, like, one of my favorite, like, eras of all time because it was kind of her comeback era. It was iconic. She was taking back her reputation after everything that happened to her with Kim Kardashian, Kanye, and everything, the media. Like, the Reputation Stadium Tour was iconic, okay? You can be a hater all you want. You can be a naysayer and be like, oh, Reputation is horrible, like, blah, blah, blah. If you watch the Reputation Stadium Tour intro, oh, slay. Taylor slayed. Like, this video she plays, Taylor's Reputation. It's so freaking good. Look it up on YouTube. They took Reputation Stadium Tour off Netflix. Boo. I love that tour. It was a great time. I went August 14th, 2018, Tampa, before the Eras Tour even existed. I'm a little bit salty that the rep part of the Eras Tour is kind of shortened. She does Look What You Made Me Do, Don't Blame Me, Ready For It, Delicate. Like, I wish she would have done, like, Getaway Car, or Dancing With Her Hands Tied, or I Did Something Bad. Like, she could have done a whole performance for I Did Something Bad, because she did it so well in the Reputation Tour. I was like, girl, that's the only song she hasn't sung acoustically, or she hasn't done as a surprise song on the Eras Tour. So I don't know if she's saving it for something. Maybe she'll save it when she drops Reputation Taylor's Version. I don't know. She has two albums left. She has Reputation Taylor's Version and her debut album. So I don't know when she plans on dropping those two. I'm going to be emotional when she drops the debut, because the debut was like the album that started it all for me. I'm going to be really emotional when I hear Tim McGraw Taylor's Version. Like, I think I'm going to cry. Because, you know, back when I was 10, like, when I heard those songs, I was like, who is this woman? Who is this blonde lady? Like, I need to know who she is. And the debut album will always, you know, hold such a special place in my heart, in my life, because if it wasn't for that album, I mean, it's just iconic. You know, her country twang, I think it was, she wasn't even like, she's from Philadelphia. There's no way that was a real country accent. Come on, y'all. She faked that country accent. But I want the fake country twang back, because that's what makes the entire album just so good. And the songs are just gems. Like Teardrops on My Guitar, Should Have Said No, Mary Song, Tied Together with a Smile. Like, ugh, they're just so iconic. Even Tim McGraw is just iconic. Like, it's just such an iconic album. Like, I think Debut and Reputation are just my babies. Like, I just love them. I love all of Taylor's music. Also, Speak Now is just my baby, too. That was the first tour I ever went to with Speak Now. Oh, my God. What a magical tour. Honestly, Taylor is such an incredible performer. Like, if you ever get a chance to see Taylor, you need to, because her stage presence and her ability to hold the entire stadium in the palm of her hand is insane. And I love her for that. Like, I say this every episode. Y'all are probably so sick of me. But Taylor is such a huge constant in my life. She has been for many, many years. People can be haters. I really have learned to just shake it off. No pun intended. But like I said in the last episode, you cannot let anyone bring you down. It does not matter if you stan your favorite artist. You love your favorite artist with all of your heart and your soul. Do not let anyone take that away from you. Take your joy away from you. Because if somebody like Taylor or whoever you stan makes you happy, don't worry about it. Life is so short for you to worry. That's what I learned when I got hate for being an older Sterniello Triplett fan. I let the hate get to me and I was like, why? They're kids. At the end of the day, they're freaking kids. They don't matter to you. They don't matter, because If the Sterniello Triplets make me happy, I don't care what any little kid says. I got to meet the triplets. I got to look them in the eyes and meet them and tell them, like, it was so wonderful to meet you. Like, they were like I said, 604 million times. They were the sweetest boys ever. They were the sweetest 20-year-old boys I've ever met in my life. Like, and I absolutely adore my pictures that I got an entire whole phone case made from Caseify. I think I posted on, I don't know where I posted it, maybe TikTok, of my Caseify case that I made personalized pictures from the Versa store, and I absolutely love that phone case. It's probably one of my favorite personalized gifts I ever made in my life, because the triplets didn't make me happy. And if people want to talk their trash, go ahead and talk your trash. I don't care what you say, because at the end of the day, they're YouTubers and they're doing their jobs, and they're doing a hell of a job, I will say. I was talking about the unreleased footage on my camera for packing my first order, and then I have some other footage on my camera. I don't know if you guys, like I said, if you would want that. Maybe you do. Do what you want. I have really started to become a huge Chiefs fan. That I purchased a Chiefs crew neck. It's insane. I'm wearing it right now. It's very comfortable. And I love it. I always wear it every time they play, because it's great and it's comfortable. If you're going to the Eras Tour, I have a shirt for you on my website. It is a black t-shirt with an Eras Tour transfer. And it's so cutie. So if you want it, go purchase it. I have size small through 2XL, I think. 2XL or 3. I think it's 3XL. Yeah. So if you want that, go purchase it, because I'm going to leave it up forever. I just want to say a huge thank you to everyone who has listened to this podcast, even if it's just one person or, you know, two people. I don't know. It just really warms my heart that you guys are, you know, supporting me in my journey with this small business that, you know, brings me joy. And I will always love doing it, because this business is not work to me. It is a joy, and it's something that brings me joy. And, you know, whenever I'm on my website and I'm looking, and I'm just I'm looking at all the shirts that I have put so much work into, it just makes me happy, because I know that my friends are supporting me, and I know that people are going to buy the shirts that I make. And I try to cater to everybody, you know, the dog moms, cat moms, Swifties. Like, I try to make sure everyone is taken care of on the website. So if there is a certain transfer that you want, let me know and I'll try to get it. Excuse me. I always am taking requests. I've gotten requests a lot from my family, but everybody's, you know, I always be like, hey, if you want something, let a girl know. Like, just send me the link and I'll try to find it for you. Or if there's like something specific you want, I'll try to find it. Oh, man. Anyway, what else was I going to say? I don't know what I was going to say. It has been a crazy weekend. I've been watching a lot of football, obviously the Chiefs yesterday. I bought finally the Time magazine with Taylor and Benjamin on the cover. I love that interview so much. She just opened up and really just laid it out on the table. Taylor is incredible. And this is the first year I will be hopefully including my small business on my taxes. So like, keeping track of all of your finances is crazy. Like, I spent a lot of money. But it's fine. It is what it is, you know. At the end of the day, it's like I said, it's not work to me. Like, I could be in that office for hours doing like videos and trying to come up with ideas to try to make something go viral on TikTok or whatever. But it's a love. And when you love something and you wake up every day and you're like, yeah, I want to do that, it makes it less terrible. It makes you really, you know, want to, you know, get up in the morning. I wish I was making enough money on my Shopify to be able to quit my retail job, but you know, hard work pays off. Maybe one day I'll be able to do it. You know, never say never. Always, you know, chase your dreams. And if you have big dreams, don't ever give up on them. And that's what I tell myself, like, just do it, girl. Like, you'll be fine. Like, you'll make it. That's what I keep telling myself. Anyway, I love you all so much. Thank you so much for listening to K-Pop in Real Life podcast episode 67. Oh my god, remember that 70 episodes? How crazy is that? That's wild. If y'all could do me a huge favor and rate this podcast 5 stars on Spotify, that would be wonderful. You don't even have to write anything. Just click the little 5 stars. And also rate this podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. That would mean the world, absolute world to me. Also, make sure you share your favorite episode with your friends. Go through all the episodes of K-Pop in Real Life Podcast. Just click on a random episode and share it with your friends, family, grandma, grandpa, aunts, uncles, in-laws, and be like, hey, listen to this podcast. Because this podcast is like therapy to me. If I didn't have this microphone to talk into each week, I think I would absolutely go crazy. I hope you all have an amazing week. And if you don't have an amazing week, change it. Also, go check out my Shopify shop. I will leave the link to it in the description. And if I don't, you can just go on my Instagram and TikTok. Link is in the bio. I love you all so much. And stay happy and strong. And go Chiefs. And go Taylor Swift. Go Taylor's boyfriend. And I will talk to you all next week. Bye, y'all.